WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
More arrests, flight suspended. I'm Elliot Francis. London police say they've detained more people following this weekend's terror attack in London. Reid Binion reports.
People panicked, not unreasonably.
Witnesses recounting the horror of Saturday's terror attack in London. Condemnation for the killings coming in from leaders the world over, including President Trump. Trump, in the immediate aftermath, tweeting support for the UK, but also using the attack to push for implementing his stalled ban on travel to the US from several Muslim-majority nations. The people of London, including some of those who witnessed and survived the carnage, refusing to live in fear.
We're going to carry on loving each other, living with each other, being from all different parts of the world in the melting pot that is London.
I'm Reid Binion.
The Dubai-based airline Emirates says it's suspending flights to Qatar due to a growing diplomatic rift. That decision comes as Bahrain, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE all cut diplomatic ties with the Mideast nation. The country's all accusing Qatar of supporting terrorist groups. I'm Elliot Francis. Opening arguments are set to begin later this morning in the sexual assault trial of Bill Cosby. Steve Kastenbaum reports.
This could be the most watched celebrity trial since the O.J. Simpson murder case. The jury was bussed in after being selected 300 miles away in Pittsburgh. The defense argued that they couldn't seat an impartial jury in Montgomery County because the case was a widely publicized issue during the election of the district attorney. The charges center on the accusations of Andrea Constand in a complaint filed a year after she says Cosby drugged and sexually assaulted her at his home. In a 2005 sworn deposition, Cosby admitted to acquiring Quaaludes to give to women. Steve Kastenbaum in Norristown, Pennsylvania.
Nearly a dozen people are in jail after thousands gathered in Hong Kong on the 28th anniversary of the bloody crackdown that ended pro-democracy demonstrations in Beijing's Tiananmen Square. But now Dow Futures down 6. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser today is ready to sign an order to reaffirm the city's support for the Paris Climate Change Agreement, despite President Trump's decision to withdraw the U.S. from it. Bowser's order will reportedly, quote, renew the district's commitment to the historic agreement to reduce global carbon emissions. We're into the home stretch now, leading up to Virginia's gubernatorial primary next Tuesday.
Current Governor Terry McAuliffe's dusting off the stumping skills for his Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam.
My hopes are that Ralph wins. I mean, you've seen all the polling data. Two-thirds of the Virginians think the state's headed in the right direction.
Northam's locked in a neck-and-neck battle with former Congressman Tom Perriello.
But if Tom wins the primary, I'm out there first thing the next morning.
One of the reasons why I think turnout will be higher than normal is a pretty hard-fought Democratic nomination.
University of Mary Washington political scientist Dr. Stephen Farnsworth sees things as a bit more settled, though, on the GOP side.
We're looking at Ed Gillespie being considerably ahead in all the polls.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And then looking ahead to next year, this Wednesday, Montgomery County Council President Roger Berliner will officially enter the race for county executive.
Berliner will square off against his Democratic colleagues on the council, Mark Elrich and George Leventhal. Republican Robin Ficker is also running. His successful petition for term limits on the council means none of the three Democrats running for county executive are eligible for another term on the council. County Executive Ike Leggett says he's confident a Democrat will replace him.
Given the registration and the kind of politics that generally occur in Montgomery County.
He hasn't endorsed anyone yet and also says he hasn't given much thought to the transition.
Because we've got about 18, 19 months to go.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,206, the Nasdaq at 6,306. Sports, the Nats outslug the A's, the Orioles lose to the Red Sox, WNBA, the Mystics win, and Golden State takes game two of the NBA Finals. WMAL News Time 5:04, up next, traffic and weather, then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
1-877 Cars for Kids, KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids, KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids, KARS. IRS Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
5:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a couple things to watch for Virginia Beltway commuters. If you're heading from Springfield through Annandale on the Interloop, initial crash had been in the main lines. It's over to the shoulder. Now, in this area, I'm seeing a lot of flashing lights. That's why I'm giving you a heads up. It's not causing any delays, and you are coming up on it at speed. So right shoulder at Braddock. Then the second crash looks like that was right in the same location, express side. So that's along the left lanes. Okay, so we have flashing lights each direction there. Beyond 66, the Legion Bridge looks good. No early problems on 66. Watching closely on 270 between Frederick and the Beltway. No problems reported. On the ICC Intercounty Connector eastbound near Vallejo Road, that crash moved to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds in and eventually we'll get some drier weather in here as we look on through the daytime hours tomorrow. But a lot of cloud in this morning and mild this afternoon, not as warm as yesterday. 76 and some scattered showers, maybe a few thunderstorms. Clearing later tonight with an isolated shower thunderstorm early, 66. Maybe a rain shower tomorrow, otherwise cloud, sunshine, and near 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 69 in Burke, 69 in Silver Spring, 71 in Washington. More than a day and a half later, officials in London have yet to release the identities of the terrorists who attacked people on London Bridge. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
Yes. And good morning. Happy Monday. It is 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Joining us later in the show, Joe DiGenova will be with us. You know Joe, you love him. We're going to talk to him about the Supreme Court ruling. They're expediting the travel stay. And also we will, of course, speak to him about James Comey's upcoming testimony. At 7:35, Tom Fitton, president of Judicial Watch, will be here with us. And we will talk to him about some newly released Clinton emails. Man, they just keep finding them everywhere. And at 8:05, Kathy Hinner, she is a terror expert and founder of Daily Roll Call. We'll talk to her about the London terror attack. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonnese. Good morning, Vince.
Hey, good morning, Mary. You know, this weekend, rough again. We've had another terror attack in London, the third in 3 months. And, of course, you know, you never like to see something like this happen. This happened in the midst of, by the way, that benefit concert going on at the same time, Ariana Grande and all these other performers getting together. And they have to come out in the wake of yet another terror attack. And dealing with this in London has been tough. But I think you're beginning to see, at least hear the sounds, that London is taking this very seriously. And that starts with Theresa May, who gave some very strong words this weekend about what she'd like to see done in her country. She made a lot of statements, I think, that are going to make people both uncomfortable and intrigued at the same time. That is to say, she encouraged the people to realize that, hey, we're going to have to have some, I think she used embarrassing or uncomfortable conversations. We're going to have to get away from political correctness. She used the phrase Islamist extremism. And you know, there's even reports this morning that she and her government are considering things like a burqa ban and stripping citizenship. They're beginning to, you know, rip the veil off, so to speak, and look seriously at how they deal with Islamist extremism. But one of the ways that came up was that she is very concerned about the idea that there are safe spaces on the internet, that the internet has provided safe spaces for Islamic extremism to fester. Let's hear what she had to say about that.
We need to do everything we can at home to reduce the risks of extremism online. While the recent attacks are not connected by common networks, they are connected in one important sense. They are bound together by the single evil ideology of Islamist extremism that preaches hatred, sows division, and promotes sectarianism. It is an ideology that claims our Western values of freedom, democracy, and human rights are incompatible with the religion of Islam. It is an ideology that is a perversion of Islam, and a perversion of the truth. Defeating this ideology is one of the great challenges of our time.
She went on to say that we cannot allow this ideology the safe space it needs to breed. Yet that is precisely what the internet and the big companies that provide internet-based services provide. We need to work with allied democratic governments to reach international agreements that regulate cyberspace to prevent the spread of extremism and terrorist planning. And we need to do everything we can at home to reduce the risks of extremism online. Online. Again, she wants to go after the big companies that provide internet-based services and work with other governments to reach international agreements that regulate cyberspace to prevent the spread of extremism. So, 888-630-9625. I want to find out from you. Are you in favor of censoring the internet? Are you in favor of going to the internet service providers, going to the big social networks, and saying, you need to police this zone? You need to censor the content that's within the confines of what your company controls. Or you need to shut down access to things on the internet that people should not be seeing, in your view. Do you want our internet service providers and our social media companies to begin censoring more content? Certainly, some of this is already going on. But policing more content online to prevent the type of safe space that Theresa May is speaking about for Islamist extremism. 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL. Mary, this is a debate that a lot of people have always in the wake of an attack, but never more so than now. I've never heard somebody in a position of power like Theresa May say, we need to regulate the internet. This is something we need to think about doing quickly.
You know, I can see both sides to this, and I struggle with this. I was thinking about this last night when I saw her comments. You know, that was my first thought that comes to mind. Well, yeah, this is a good thing. I think this is great. Why do we give them this ability to communicate with each other and plot against us on our platforms? I never understood that. I don't understand how ISIS has a media arm. How do we allow that? How does ISIS have a media arm? How do we allow? We know they have a magazine. How do we allow that? I don't understand how that continues with us just going, oh well. So part of me says, yes, I think this is a good thing. And I say, wait a minute, Facebook is a private entity. If Facebook wants to censor it, they can. Facebook censors stuff all the time. People are always complaining about having posts taken down or being censored. I got put in Facebook jail for something, and I appealed it to them. I'm like, what are you talking about? This doesn't contain any of the things you say it contains. So I went through the process, and I was suspended for 24 hours. A month after they suspended me, they came back and go, we've reviewed your request, and you're right. This was done in error. I'm like, well, it's a month after it happened. But they censor things all the time, and it is it's their playground. It's Zuckerberg's playground. If Zuckerberg doesn't want to censor it, he doesn't have to. If he wants to let it, he can. But they did, in a statement, Simon Milner, who is the director of policy at Facebook, said that Facebook wants to, quote, provide a service where people feel safe. That means we do not allow groups or people that engage in terrorist activity or posts that express support for terrorism. We want Facebook to be a hostile environment for terrorism because they have faced some criticism. He said, Milner went on to say, using a combination of technology and human review, we work aggressively to remove terrorist content from our platform as soon as we become aware of it.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I mean, I've dealt a lot with Facebook. They are very culturally sensitive. They have literally thousands of people all over the world who have cultural sensitivities and can actually sort through conversations and figure out, you know, in different languages, you know, one person's terrorist is another person's freedom fighter. All these little distinctions that they need to work on, they're constantly trying to improve their systems. Let's kick off now before we hit traffic with David from Madison. Good morning. You're first up on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
The biggest thing we have to remember is for private companies, they can do whatever they want. It's up to them. However, when governments begin to discriminate against thought, you end up with the concepts of 1984 and George Orwell. You're going to have the concept of, well, we see X, Y, and Z is wrong now, but not ABC. But 8 years from now, we have a different president in the office, and all of that switches.
Yes.
The concept of regulation of a communications platform is not really a viable option unless you do what China does. So if we're going to move into a communist state, you know, absolutely you can regulate the internet. But unless you go to that level of totalitarianism, it's not going to happen, which means the innocent get hurt, not the guilty.
Great point, David. Yeah, and it gets all the more complicated when you start drawing it out, not just from an individual country, but out to an international level.
Do you think during World War II we would have been okay with the Japanese and the Germans using anything, you know, our radio or whatever technology we had available at the time to plot, for instance, Pearl Harbor against us?
Well, of course we wouldn't have been okay with it, no.
Right. But do you think we would have said, well, you know, we don't want to censor?
Well, when a guy calls in a bomb threat, we don't attack the phone company. That's my only point. These mediums of communication often are not the guilty culprit, right? We blame the shooter, not the gun.
Well, it depends on who you are. Liberals blame the gun. All right, we will get more of your thoughts on this. Do you agree with Theresa May? It's time to start censoring social media. 888-630-9625. It is time to check those roadways. Get you to work. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. And for our early commuters here around the Beltway, you're fine in Maryland. Virginia, that's where we had the crash on the Beltway Interloop near in the Annandale area. So, Interloop near Braddock Road. I'm still looking at a bunch of activity on the right shoulder. That was the initial crash. Second accident in that area in the express lanes. That was along the left shoulder. So again, a lot of flashing lights coming up on it at speed. So be very careful. For 95 and 395, good. No worries to report right now out of Stafford and across the 14th Street Bridge into town. Looking good on DC 295 over the Anacostia crossings. Quiet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today we'll have scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high of 76. Chance of rain about 60%. Tonight, cloudy early, some clearing expected later. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, a low of 66 tonight. Tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sunshine. Slight chance of a rain shower, high around 80 tomorrow. Currently in our nation's capital, it's 72 degrees at 517 on WMAL.
Zero Res can have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. For a clean that lasts, book at Zero Res DC. That's ZeroResDC.com.
We cannot allow this ideology the safe space it needs to breed. Yet that is precisely what the internet and the big companies that provide internet-based services provide. We need to work with allied democratic governments to reach international agreements that regulate cyberspace to prevent the spread of extremist and terrorism planning. And we need to do everything we can at home to reduce the risks of extremism online.
That's Theresa May arguing that the internet needs to be regulated to stop Islamist extremism from spreading. What do you think? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Jonathan's in D.C. this morning, and you're next up now on WMAL. Welcome, sir.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
My quick comment is this. Is conspiracy to commit murder a crime?
I think it is.
Okay, well, if you conspire to commit murder on the internet or on the phone or on a piece of paper, anywhere in a computer, what's the difference?
Great point. But should the internet be regulated? Should that stuff be precluded?
It's not regulation. I'm not talking about regulation.
Jonathan, and I'm asking you this question this morning. And
okay.
If somebody posts a plot or begins the seeds of a plot online to just get to have a conversation with other people on the internet about forming, say, a group of terrorists. Is that the type of thing that need to be regulated?
It's not regulation. It's monitoring and reporting. It needs to be reported.
Yes.
Any citizen needs to report if they hear someone conspiring to commit murder.
I totally agree with you on that.
The problem is, though, that the people with whom they are communicating on social media aren't going to report it. It sounds great in theory, but they're not going to report it, the people with whom they're communicating, right? They're all in it together. They're not going to report it.
Right, the people that run the platform. That's the expectation, yes. But, so...
Okay.
Go ahead, John.
Well, that's the point. It's not the people that they're conspiring with. It's the owner, the one who takes ownership of the platform that's being provided for these things to occur.
Right, but at this point, I agree with you. This is what the owners of these ISPs, the owners of these social media companies, should be doing. But clearly, people like Theresa May and other members of the government don't think it's enough, and that's
why they're saying that they need
to. There's a slope. There's the slope that we go down, isn't it? Just what happened when after 9/11 occurred, and the monitoring and everything else of the Patriot Act. Now we're dealing with, well, what's enough and what is too much?
Yes, sir. Well, good point. Jonathan arguing that the current status quo is good enough. It actually and giving the government more power is not the best option here. Andrew from Manassas. Good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning, guys. I think this is putting lipstick on pig, and they're, you know, walking around the main issue here of one, their police don't have guns. The regular bobbies that are out in town walking around providing security around town, they don't have guns. The ones that have guns are back at the station waiting for a response that take 8 minutes to get there, you know? Two, there's a simple process that you can use for this in order to help out a little bit. If someone's in the country illegally or in the country on a refugee status or on a work visa status, if they are conspiring with a criminal activity and they are on a watch list, kick them out of the country.
I don't have a problem with any of that. It's funny, Andrew. We were discussing in our production meeting about the fact that it took 8 minutes, and people were praising the quick response time. Like, 8 minutes? 8 minutes? People die in 8 minutes. I don't understand why only the special police officers in London carry guns. It's a whole other can of worms.
There was a big story. There was a big story of heroism that came out of this with one of the police officers had a baton.
Yeah, this is...
And that he took on the assailants and was stabbed multiple times in the process. And he's being heralded as a hero, and of course his behavior is heroic given the circumstances. But all I could think of as I was reading the piece was, why didn't this guy have a gun?
Right. Why it could have been done.
Why wasn't he armed at all? He had a stick, and that's what he had to fight back against these guys.
Oh, so somebody else was a hero because he was throwing chairs and tables. Like... All right. 888-630-9625 is one of the ways that we need to combat this is starting to censor the internet. We will find out what you think coming up. It is 522 in WMAL.
Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Who are care suites for?
As a wounded veteran, my disability made moving around my home an obstacle. Thanks to Care Suites of America, I have a universally designed space and freedom to roam independently at home.
Care Suites of America provides unique home additions tailored to meet the care needs of aging or physically impaired family members. A custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost than senior and assisted living facilities. Learn more at caresuitesofamerica.com or call 571-332-5754.
What makes one business rise above? Why do some grow while others simply maintain? Time after time, consistently successful businesses work smart. And when smart businesses need to hire, they do it on the job site that is the proven leader, Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. Businesses that work smart choose partners that have proven track records. It's no wonder the 3 million businesses choose Indeed. To make it even better, right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Indeed, the world's number one job site. For smart companies like yours, terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
It is 525, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland 210, Indian Head Highway northbound for a crash. I know early on, a bit of an obstacle already. As you come up to Palmer Road, fire and rescue on their way. So again, 210 northbound right at Palmer Road for the accident. Once up onto the Beltway, still in good shape across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. I'm not seeing any backups there. For Virginia, 95. I know a lot of us make this trip, so we have the early delays leaving Stafford toward Aquia, volume heading into Woodbridge, and on the Beltway, interloop of Braddock Road. We have two separate incidents. They both have been cleared out of the travel lanes, not causing any delays, but you might still see some activity on the shoulders. Maryland, 270, a little bit of volume here now coming out of the Frederick area toward the Monocacy, and again in Hyattstown. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cooler temperatures now coming in, and some wet weather to greet us here on this Monday. A few showers around, maybe some thunderstorms, especially second part of the day, and a high near 76. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 72 degrees at 526 on WMAL. So Theresa May talked about having to censor the internet. She said that we cannot allow this ideology the safe space it needs to breed, yet that is precisely what the internet and the big companies that provide internet-based services provide. Is she right? Is it time to start censoring some of these things on the internet? Howard from Laurel, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Howard.
Well, good morning. Well, while it sounds like a great idea, censoring ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and other Islamic extremists from being able to coordinate on the internet, the problem lies in who's running the government at that particular time. I recall statements made by the British government in regards to Islamophobia and all that, identifying that and investigating it as being extremist content that must be censored. Think about Sweden, how politically correct that environment is. Or, for that matter, think about the losing candidate in the 2016 election. She identified what a lot of us consider to be common beliefs, belief in the Constitution, belief in limited government, etc., as extremist. She one time made a quote about us needing to change our religious beliefs in order to comply with their... comply with their statements. Now imagine if she had the power to control content on the internet. That scares the heck out of me.
That sounds like the conservative position, Howard, not wanting to change government too quickly.
Howard, thank you so much. It is now 5:28 on WMAL.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-224-5353. That's 1-800-224-5353. 1-800-224-5353. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauvay at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
coming up on WMAL. Well, you know, Kathy Griffin was taking up all of the publicity for comedians. So Bill Maher said, here, hold my beer, watch this. Yeah. So Bill Maher got into it. And also, bed bugs in the news. It's 6, it's 5:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. London police say they have detained more people following Saturday's London Bridge terror attack. Counterterrorism officers raided two more properties in the London area.
We're not getting much information so far or many details as to how that investigation is moving forward, simply that there's a lot of forensic evidence that's being collected. Of course, one of the things after the Manchester attack was a lot of the leaks actually came from the United States, and the Brits were very angry at that. That's something we're not seeing this time, and so very little information that we're getting. However, they are saying that they're moving forward very quickly and gathering a lot of very valuable evidence.
Correspondent Frederick Pleitgen. Qatar says it regrets a decision by Saudi Arabia, Egypt, the United Arab Emirates, and Bahrain to cut ties over fears of terrorism. Those four countries have given Qatar diplomats 48 hours to leave.
This is a major rift that's developing between these countries in the GCC, in a region that, quite frankly, many people believe can't stand any more instability. But instability is likely what we're about to see, certainly over the coming days, as this rift continues to play out.
Correspondent Muhammad Leela. D.C.'s mayor today is going to join dozens of other mayors who are pledging their commitment to the Paris Climate Change Agreement. Mayor Muriel Bowser will sign an order reaffirming the city's support for the deal. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is anticipating better than usual turnout next week in the gubernatorial primary.
I do think because President Trump and the actions he has taken, I think you're going to see a significant increase this year.
Voters head to the polls a week from tomorrow to choose nominees for governor. Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam is in a tight race with former Congressman Tom Perriello for the Democratic nomination. Ed Gillespie leads a field of three that includes Corey Stewart and Frank Wagner for the GOP nomination. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,206, the Nasdaq at 6,306. Sports, the Nats take the rubber game after a win in Oakland. The Orioles settle for a split of their series with the Red Sox with a Sunday loss. WNBA, the Mystics win. And Golden State takes a 2-0 lead in the NBA Finals. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When you genuinely care about the people you serve, their safety comes first. That's why Novec asks you to put safety first. Your life could depend on it. Novec recommends unplugging devices you're not using. Replace worn-out extension cords, too. Call 811 to locate any underground lines at least 2 days before you dig. Novec wants everyone to be safe around electricity. From safety demonstrations to safety tips on our website, at Novec, it's always safety first.
Rent-A-State by Renters Warehouse is the new real estate for all, providing a steady stream of income and retirement security by renting out your house. But, you know, no one wants to be sucked into managing a property full-time. 3 a.m. toilet tragedies, middle-of-the-meeting texts, stressful weekends wasted on maintenance and repairs. It's Larry O'Connor here, and if your time is worth more than the hassles of landlording, call Renters Warehouse today. They'll rescue you from the workload and maximize profits. For one low, flat monthly fee, Renters Warehouse will take all the calls, collect the rent, schedule the service pros, and ensure that renters play by the rules so you can get back to your life and, more importantly, build your Rent-A-State portfolio. Plus, Renters Warehouse offers free tenant warranties, meaning if renters don't work out, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. Enjoy Rent-A-State with Renters Warehouse by going online today for a free home rental price analysis. Go to renterswarehouse.com and get connected to your local Rent-A-State advisor.
When visiting Cabinet Discounters Kitchen and Bath Showroom for the first time, many people say, wow, I didn't know you offered so many different products. Some are surprised by the high quality of our products, and yet others didn't realize we actually manufacture granite and quartz countertops in our own local plant. I'm Elaine Mick, inviting you to visit one of our 7 showrooms. Come on in or check out our website, cabinetdiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, and read some of the testimonials from our customers. Whether you need a major kitchen or bath remodel or just a new countertop or vanity, a free consultation with a Cabinet Discounters experienced designer will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Severe back pain doesn't have to rule your life, and it doesn't have to mean surgery. At Inova, a knowledgeable spine intake specialist will guide you to the spine expert best suited for you. And for urgent issues that can't wait for an office visit, you can start the process at any Inova Urgent Care. Visit inova.org/backpain or call 703-776-4700. Inova. Join the future of health.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway, we had a couple of incidents right in the same area. Interloop near Braddock Road, they both have been cleared. You might still see some activity on the shoulder. Again, Interloop as you leave Springfield toward Annandale. Inner Braddock Road with lanes open. I'm not seeing any backups there. Where I do see early delays, though, for 210 commuters, if you're heading 210 north, Indian Head Highway, trying to get up through to the Beltway, the crash before you get to Palmer Road. That's the focal point of those delays. No problems to report. DC 295 coming off the Beltway to the 11th Street Bridge, either north or south. 295 looking good. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, an unusual backup here early on, trying to get to the Beltway. Northbound BW Parkway coming out of Riverdale. The incident's going to be prior to the Beltway, under police direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dew points will start coming down, means humidity will come down along with temperatures. 76 today, so not too much further from where we are this morning. And a few showers around, maybe some thunderstorms, mainly as the day goes on into the afternoon. Slight chance of a shower thunderstorm early tonight, then we'll clear 66. Tuesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, just a passing shower, 80. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Herndon, 70 in Waldorf, 72 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning, 537 on WMAL. Big show coming up as usual. Joe DeGenova swinging in at 705. Tom Fitton at 735. He's the president of Judicial Watch. A lot of new information about Hillary Clinton and her emails, if you can believe that. And at 805, we got Kathryn Hinners, who's the founder of the Daily Roll Call, to come in and talk about this terror attack striking London over the weekend and certainly leaving the world with another homework assignment, how to deal with Islamist extremism. I'm Vince Colonnais, joined this morning by Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. So, you know, we all saw Kathy Griffin's big apology. We were all waiting for it. Remember, she had her on Friday. She had a press conference, which I'm still perplexed about, but she apparently wanted to apologize, but at the same time blame the president. And it was just this mishigas of a mess. And it was, the reason I bring up Kathy Griffin is because
a mishigas.
Okay. You don't know
that? Yeah, no. That's all right. I'm just going to write that down. Mishigas.
And anyway, so she's sucking up all the attention among the comedians. And Alec Baldwin had to get into the act because I guess he fancies himself a comedian now, and he had a defender.
Yeah, he hasn't yelled at any paparazzi, called them any racial slurs or anything over the weekend.
But he's been quiet. And Bill Maher decided Friday night, though, that, well, Kathy Griffin, you think you know how to draw the attention? Watch this. And he was having a conversation with Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse on his show Real Time Friday night. And they were discussing Senator Sasse's book, The Vanishing American Adult. And the topic came up about how adults often dress up for Halloween. All right. And Senator Sasse told Bill Maher that in Nebraska, adults don't often dress up for Halloween. And Bill Maher said, I've got to get to Nebraska more. So this is Bill Maher and what followed.
We'd love to have you work in the fields with us.
Work in the field?
That's part of that. That's...
Senator, I'm a house man. No, it's a joke. Thank you.
All right, so he dropped the N-word there. All right, so Bill Maher drops the N-word.
The Vanishing Adult, right?
Yes, the Vanishing Adult, which I think is a great title for a book. And they were talking, as I said, about going out for Halloween. And he said, well, and Bill Maher said, I got to get to Nebraska more. And Ben Sasse says, you're welcome. We'd love to have you come work in the fields with us. So he says that. So now there is calls for Bill Maher to be fired. And The Root
gave his opinion and said that the problem is the root focuses on racial issues, and said in an update after initially quoting that Mara had pronounced the word differently, said this story previously incorrectly quoted Bill Maher as having said, and with an A at the end, like ah, as opposed to ER, with the hard R. So that makes it extra offensive. If he had said ah at the end of the word instead of at the end of the word, then it would have been okay. We have lost our ever-loving flipping minds. This is crazy. Either a word is offensive or it's not offensive. It shouldn't be based on the color of the skin of the person saying it. It's either offensive or it's not. It shouldn't be whether there's an ah at the end of it or an at the end of it. This is ridiculous.
Well, if I don't, it'll be interesting to see if Bill Maher can survive this. He is kind of
survive.
He's an old world Democrat for sure. The fact that he questions anything that Muslims do is enough to have already wanted to have thrown him off the air by the left. He's very, as liberal as he is, he's very tough on Islamist extremism in general. His instincts are often to criticize college campuses for being illiberal and not supportive of free dialogue amongst conservatives. So he's kind of an old world Democrat. And here's another way that he's old world, using a word like that on television or in any environment. So he's suffering the consequences a little bit today. I thought it was interesting that he was sitting in front of, as you said, Senator Ben Sasse. And who got criticized by the left on the outset? Ben Sasse.
Of course.
For sitting there and being stunned by what he had just heard Bill Maher say. There was immediately online, the effort was that Ben Sasse needs to apologize for sitting there and stomaching that word without even saying anything.
But yet the same people who are so offended by this probably listen to music where that word is dropped right, left, and sideways. I don't understand it. Don't tell me that the word is offensive and you're so upset because Bill Maher says this, but at the same time, you listen to it for entertainment. This idea, this double standard when it comes to freedom of speech is really one of my bugaboos. It really drives me crazy. Either something's offensive or it's not offensive, and it shouldn't hinge on the color of the skin of the person saying it. It just shouldn't.
Yeah. Well, I in general, I hate having this conversation because any conversation where you have to say N-word or that word.
Exactly.
It's like, why am I even talking? This feels so pathetic. Bill Maher did apologize. He said, I regret saying it and am very sorry. My assumption is that that's true. Probably for the same reasons that Kathy Griffin was sorry in the first place. Sorry if people got offended by it. You know, Bill Maher clearly wants to survive. He's got a pretty cushy deal there, I think, with HBO. Making good money, hosting one show a week, doing 1 hour of television. You know, mostly interviews. It's a pretty good deal. And he clearly doesn't want to see it jeopardized by throwing a racial slur out on the air. But
he'll
today's
survive.
Day and age, I don't know. I don't know if he will, Mary.
Well, HBO said Bill Maher's comment last night was completely inexcusable and tasteless. We're removing his deeply offensive comment from any subsequent airings of the show. It is now 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. As part of his current Asia-Pacific trip, Marine Corps General Joe Dunford, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, attended the IISS Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore over the weekend. The chairman joined leaders from around the Asia-Pacific region to participate in the dialogue, which has become the preeminent foreign affairs and defense forum on Asia. Get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Hey, this is Larry O'Connor, and I met Dirk over at EMP 180. We have something in common. We both met our empowered weight, thanks to them, and we're talking about our experiences. I like to research everything. I read all the stuff, and it all makes scientific sense, why it works.
And our very first appointment, that was sort of getting them to pass, getting us to accept the program, how your body works, the chemical dependencies, and so forth. That's actually what sold me on the program. And it's data heavy, as you know. Every week, you get a whole string of data about your body.
Yeah, even, I don't know about you, but there were a couple of weeks where I would gain a pound or two, but it turned out I was gaining muscle. Lost fat. Yeah. I was actually in better shape.
Exactly.
But if you don't have that kind of support, if you don't have that analysis, you just check a bathroom scale. It's like, oh, man, I gained weight. This is terrible.
No, exactly. That's why it works.
Straight from us to you, it absolutely works. EMP 180 Weight Loss. That's EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. Or call them 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
It is 5:45. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good Monday morning. A couple of things to watch for here early on. Baltimore-Washington Parkway commuters prior to getting to the Beltway. It's the crash. Park police tell me it's a solo spin out, so one car involved in this. But boy, the delays. Jam from 410 coming out of Riverdale to the Beltway. That's the culprit for those delays, so you need to plan for that. If you're on 210 Indian Head Highway, the crash northbound as you come up the Palmer Road, causing early delays through that stretch. Beltway looks good across the Wilson Bridge, Legion Bridge, no troubles. Interloop through Annandale, earlier incidents cleared, as are the delays. 66, here we come through Manassas towards Centerville, just that volume on the increase. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds in, and eventually we'll get some drier weather in here as we look on through the daytime hours tomorrow. But a lot of cloud in this morning and mild this afternoon, not as warm as yesterday. 76 and some scattered showers, maybe a few thunderstorms. Clearing later tonight with an isolated shower thunderstorm early, 66. Maybe a rain shower tomorrow, otherwise cloud, sunshine, and near 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're at 72 degrees at 546 on WMAL.
One of the best ways to improve your home is with new floors. Now until the end of the month is 50 floors 60% off sale. Mention or enter promo code radio for an extra $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Details and licensure at 50floor.com.
All right. You know, things are a little bit different in Maine. I don't know if you've ever been to Maine.
Yes.
But they're very different. I knew a guy once who, I know a guy, who actually puts, you know, the animal treatment front line? He puts it on his own neck in order to prevent tick bites. Yeah, it's insane.
Is that recommended?
No, not at all. And not at all. Anyway, so here's what else is happening in Maine. A man unleashed bed bugs, an entire cup of bed bugs, at a city office after not qualifying for benefits. A man in Maine who became upset after being told he did not qualify for government benefits unleashed a cup of live bed bugs at the city office, officials said. This was on Friday. And he forced the evacuation of the Augusta City Center. He brought about 100 bed bugs in there, and the building is now being sprayed, and a bed bug detecting dog is being dragged through the building in order to find
it. Well, apparently,
the errant bed bugs.
Yeah, there were about 100 or so bed bugs. One of them landed on a city employee, and the facility was closed because they don't know what other parts of the building the guy could have been to. So they had to close the entire building to have it fumigated and have the bed bug sniffing dogs, which
is
amazing.
As when bed bugs arrive.
Yeah. He whipped out. What I love, though, about this story is the only thing they had right then and there was Windex. Do you remember the story, my big fat Greek wedding? Right? So they started spraying Windex on it to try to immobilize them, to immobilize the bed bugs so they wouldn't run away. And they used paper towels to pick up and dispose of as many bed bugs as they could. They tried to run around and try to collect them all.
That's a pretty ineffective way to kill bed bugs.
Well, that's what they had. They had the Windex.
Meaning, the Windex is not going to work. I'm sorry. The Windex is not going to... There's a reason bed bugs are considered an infestation that has a lot of difficulty getting removed. Windex is not going to kill them.
Well, it apparently immobilized them long enough for them to be able to kind of get them into...
Immobilize them.
Yes.
Because they were floating in liquid.
Exactly. Yeah, he had been to the city center previously, earlier on Friday, to complain to code enforcement officers about his former apartment because it had... bed bugs, and he said he couldn't live there, and they apparently
blew him off.
Yeah.
So he got mad, and he wanted benefits so that he could move. And so he said, well, I'll show you. This is the bed bug problem I have. And
well,
I think he made his point.
I guess so, but... You know, if this happened, like, in any environment that you worked in, if someone came in and dumped bed... I mean, this is, like, a biological crime. I mean, this is biological warfare. The guy dumped bed bugs all over the office. Now, not only did they get in the office, but bed bugs are the type of things that can cling to people and their gear and their luggage and whatever. And, like, instantly... This is why, like, when people go and stay in hotels and they come home, they bring the bed bugs back with them. And now they have an infestation. So this guy dumps an entire cup of 100 bed bugs out on the counter, slams it down apparently to the point that the bugs go flying everywhere. And he's upset, clearly. But at this point, police say they caught up with him. He signed a criminal complaint and a trespass order.
Oh, okay.
But we don't know anything else right now other than to say that more charges are expected. I'm sure they're rifling through the the code in Maine to establish, like, how do we charge this guy with a biological crime? It's not often that bed bugs are just thrown at someone.
Yeah, you know, when I was a kid, my father told me, get a job in government. Get a job in government. You'll get Groundhog Day off. You'll get every day off. It doesn't matter how badly you perform. You get to keep your job. You will always get a pension, and your salary will always go up. Always get a job in government. Here's one of the downsides to a government job. You have to deal with people like this guy, which is when I hear when people work, depending on what office they work, and I go, oh, God bless you. I could never do that job. But they had to evacuate the building. They had to evacuate the building because of bed bugs.
Yeah.
And they're not releasing his name, which I don't understand why. Why are you not releasing his name?
What difference at this point does it make?
Good question,
right,
Hillary.
Hillary's there.
I totally agree with you because... you know, this bed bug situation, I think, needs to be dealt with and dealt with harshly. But again, in Maine, of all places, congratulations, Maine. Florida has its own type of crime. This is definitely a Maine crime.
Okay, I'll have to take your word for it. It is now 5:51. Here's El Rushbo.
Okay, so over the weekend, New York Times ran a story about the sense of dread that civil servants are feeling. Federal employees are shaken by the Trump agenda. Now, at the EPA, groups of so-called scientists met last week to strategize. They're trying to figure out how to slow walk Trump's environmental orders. Former Google, Facebook, and Microsoft employees who left to join the Obama regime are plotting how to stop Trump from using their government databases to carry out his immigration policy. Now, the Times admits that most of these government bureaucrats are Democrats burrowed into every agency. Many are struggling to come to terms with working under Trump. They face a moral dilemma, having to work for somebody they so hate. Now, of course, the New York Times is sympathetic to these people. If this insubordination had happened under Obama, the Times would be leading the outrage chorus and outing them and getting rid of them. Now, these unelected civil servants have been given government jobs to carry out the executive branch agenda regardless of who runs it. They don't make policy. They're supposed to implement it. Now, here's how to solve this big moral dilemma. If they don't like their jobs, they should quit. If they slow walk or sabotage or plot against the president, he should solve their moral dilemma for them in two words. You're fired. Now, get out and stay out. And never come back. You just screw everything up. Just do it like that. Everything will be fine.
General all-around good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Imagine that I only gave you part of a news story. Be pretty hard to follow, right? Well, that's exactly what happens when you rely on your credit card and bank statements to protect your identity. I mean, sure, your bank can help detect credit card fraud, but not the many other ways your identity can be stolen, like when somebody opens a new account or applies for an online loan in your name. That's why there's LifeLock. LifeLock uses technology to alert you to a wider range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, one of their U.S.-based specialists will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can get more comprehensive identity protection than you can get anywhere else. Join now. Get 10% off when you visit LifeLock.com/Rush or call them. 800-440-4833. Use the promo code RUSH. That's LifeLock.com/Rush and save 10%.
Selling your home is one of the only events in your life when thousands of dollars can be gained or lost with the stroke of a pen. What other investment have you sold that's any larger, right? It's Larry O'Connor here, and that's why I love recommending my real estate agents, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are battle-tested professionals, and they know how to put the most money in your pocket. You see, they already have the buyers. Get this. The Reynolds Team recently sold a home in Herndon in just 5 days for $20,000 over the asking price. It doesn't matter the size or price range. The Reynolds Team delivers the results you need. If you're thinking of calling another agent to sell your home, please, my strong advice is to get the second opinion of absolute pros, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds. Call the Reynolds Team direct. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
It is 5:55. It is now time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes, first on the fives. And here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
You wouldn't think we'd have delays this early, but unfortunately, we do out of Riverdale, heading north on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. So really need to plan accordingly. Extra time needed, northbound BW Parkway, after Good Luck Road, but before you get to the Beltway for the car that spun out. Crews are still dealing with that, losing one lane. Now southbound, wide open, coming out of Greenbelt into Riverdale. So that looks great. It's DC 295 southbound, seeing that morning stop-and-go volume that we're used to building between Benning Road and East Capitol Street. No problems reported. Southeast, Southwest Freeway, you're looking good. 210 northbound Indian Highway near Palmer Road. Crews were clearing the earlier accident activity. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cooler temperatures now coming in and some wet weather to greet us here on this Monday. A few showers around, maybe some thunderstorms, especially second part of the day, and a high near 76. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 72 degrees at 5:56 on WMAL. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by Amtrak.
Great memories are made on trains, not in traffic. Experience travel the way it should be. Go from Washington, D.C. to Miami from $118 with Amtrak Saver Fares. Book now at Amtrak.com/saverfares. See where the train can take you. Restrictions apply.
Larry O'Connor here. You know, lately, whenever the topic of health care comes up, we hear words like uncertain and expensive. Well, what if I told you that when it comes to my personal health care, the words that come to my mind are convenient and caring? That's because my doctor is Dr. Jones with the Concierge Medical Team at Principal Medical Group. Listen, the relationship you have with your doctor is priceless. And as a patient, I know firsthand how the team at Principal Medical Group put me first. Experience convenient appointments, 24/7 direct access to Dr. Jones, and the quality care you deserve. I feel the difference as a patient at Principal Medical Group, and you will too. Don't spend another year getting half the care for twice the price. Invest in your health like I did. Schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office. Call 703-663-8824 or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. principalmedicalgroup.com.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting, or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
This is such a blow to investors.
Do it right now. Breaking news.
Yeah,
it takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
If you want more from a home improvement company, call Roofing and More. This is Chris Plant. For more than two decades, Roofing and More has been Northern Virginia's choice for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. For fair and honest pricing and a commitment to deliver an experience you can recommend to your neighbor, call Roofing and More at 703-467-0206 for your no-obligation estimate. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
And here's what's coming up on WMAL.
Megyn Kelly returned to the airwaves last night alongside Vladimir Putin. Putin had a lot to say about the American media. We'll bring all of that to you.
And Joe Biden, remember him? He has launched a PAC, and there is a